It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Richard Amwape, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my guy.
So today we're talking about signs of the times, a very famous and popular phrase. It used to be a biblical phrase, but it seems as if everyone is using that phrase now of signs of the time. So what exactly are we referring to today?
Today, basically, what we are referring to is the things that are, maybe we can say, indicators to not just the end of this world, but to the coming of the Son of Man.
Okay. All right. So let's get down to our conversation, Mfundisi. So what are some of these signs that are mentioned in the Bible that are thought to signal the nearing of the end times?
All right. Thank you. When Jesus actually was on earth the first time he came, and he knew that he's heading back home, in the context of heaven, he had a discussion with his disciples. I think it should be in Matthew chapter 24, where he began telling them the things that will take place when his second coming is about to come. Mm. And I think basically most of the things that we see today are found in Matthew chapter 24. Some of them will find them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Some of them in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But today in our discussion, I want us to focus on the signs, some of the signs of the end that are found in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse. I mean, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, where we see the author of 2 Timothy telling us about the things that will happen when the end of time is about to come. Some of the signs that we can say we are experiencing as at now, I have chosen 2 Timothy very intentionally, because I just want us to resonate with some of the signs of the end of time. And one of them, it is when the author there says the love of man shall wax cold, where we see men not just being selfish and self-centered, but we are seeing men not having any kind of love for others. There we are seeing the author telling us that people will be lovers of self. Maybe everything that they do will be very much self-centered, lovers of money. Not that money is evil, but we are seeing people sacrificing men for money. Not maybe in a ritualistic kind of way, but we are seeing people stepping on others, people even willing to kill because of money. We are seeing abuse. We are seeing children that are disobedient to their parents. We are seeing people that are ungrateful, not just to other men, but being ungrateful and arrogant even to God himself. And God concluded by saying, you know, people will be lovers of pleasure than they may be lovers of God. We are seeing people, you know, not loving God as much as they love satisfying the pleasure of themselves. And I think wrapping it up, when I'm talking about the signs of the times of today, we can wrap it up with Daniel chapter 12, verse number 4, where there Daniel tells us that, you know, knowledge will increase. There is nothing wrong with knowledge increasing, but there's something wrong when we're seeing people inventing robotic wives for us, robotic husbands for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these are indicators that may be pointing us that truly we are at the end of this history of the earth.
Whoa. You're touching on issues there, Mfundisi. So how relevant are these signs to current global events, Mfundisi?
Maybe the relevance of these events to current global event, I think number one, I would say the relevance, number one, it is that everything that is happening in connection with the signs of the time, we are therefore seeing that it is not happening randomly or by accident, but it is something that is designed to be something that can... Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening, Mfundisi. I'm here. I'm with you.
All right, I'm saying to be something that can be a sign to us, to indicate to us that the end is near. Yeah. Therefore, all these global activities, global events that we are seeing in line to the relevance of the signs of the time, they are important in the sense that they are a reminder to us that the time we are living at, it is not just a normal time, but we are living at a time when Jesus is at the door. His soon coming is absolutely near than we first believed.
Oh, Kosia. Yo. How do natural disasters, wars, and the decline of morality suggest that the end times are approaching?
Or maybe come again. Sorry, I didn't get you.
I'm referring to the natural disasters, the wars, the decline of morality, all these calamities. How do they signify that the end times are approaching?
All right. Thank you. Maybe number one, how do natural disasters suggest the end of time? I was having a discussion with one of my pastor friends when we were just trying to discuss about, you know, global warming and how the earth is seemingly failing us. And I remember his conclusion was that, you know, Mother Earth is bidding farewell. So these natural disasters that we are seeing in the contemporary times, they are suggesting the end of time. Number one, we are seeing how the earth is failing us. You know, now we plant stuff and stuff fail to cultivate. That is just a signal to us that, you know, something is wrong, something has to change. The earth itself, it is tired. We are seeing how the oceans rather are vomiting out stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, those people that are, I'm sure, live closer to the ocean than some of us that have never even seen how the oceans look like. They will tell you that how the oceans used to look, how the oceans used to behave, the dynamism of the oceans, the dynamism of the earth, it is not the same as it used to be 100 years ago. So these natural disasters that we are seeing today, it is just a sign. It is just a sign that something is wrong. Something has to change. You know, at the moment in Zambia, we have cholera. Mm-hmm. A very, you know, common disease, I think, in Southern Africa. I remember 20 years ago when I was little young, we had cholera, but it never used to kill people as much as the cholera that we have experienced this year.
Yeah.
That is just a sign. That is just a sign that something is wrong and something has to change. Then when we talk about the decline in morality, you know, when I saw this, it reminded me of Noah. It reminded me of Lot. It even reminded me of Jonah. Every time there is a decline in morality, actually we see the wrath of God even growing bigger and bigger. So for me, I think the decline in morality, it is actually one of the major signs for me that the coming of the Son of Man is actually at the very door actually, than it was a few years ago. Because every time in Sodom and Gomorrah, when God noticed that the morality of men was going down, God stepped in and it destroyed that city. The same thing happened, it should be in Genesis chapter 6 or so, during the time of Noah, when he saw that the morality of men was going down, God, you know, he stepped in.
Yeah.
and the people were wiped off. And I think it is the same thing. If we are being honest, the morality that the levels of morality that we are experiencing or noticing in these contemporary times, it is something that is heartbreaking. And if it can be heartbreaking to men, then it is even more heartbreaking to God. And definitely the Lord should be at the door. And that is actually a definite sign that his coming is near.
Just when I thought that perhaps our preaching is going to affect the morality, but you're saying it's just a sign of the times. My goodness, it's heartbreaking indeed. So what are some of examples of current international tensions, Mfundisi? And how do they relate to the signs that are mentioned in biblical prophecy?
All right, sorry, my network is breaking a bit. Come again.
What are some of the examples of current international tensions, and how do they relate to the signs that are mentioned in biblical prophecy?
All right. Thank you. I think I mentioned a few when I was preparing, or maybe when I was going through my notes, and some of the international tensions that we are seeing. I think number one, we can say, you know, there are nuclear wars. I know sometimes it may look like it's just a normal thing. It's just technology being technology, but that is not just that. That is a sign. That is a sign to us, that international tension that is there, to see who can develop better nuclear weapons than who. That's an international tension that may be leading us, or that is leading us, to the end of time. Economic wars. We are seeing these wars, you know, between the West and the East, between China and USA, between this part and this part, between Russia and these guys. All these tensions are the tensions that are actually preparing for the coming of the Son of Man. You know, there's also a race towards superpower. I remember growing up, you know, we used to be taught, you know, the USA is the world's superpower. But I think now, in this contemporary world, that can be questioned. And that is something that just needs to make us sit down and just take technological tension. All these things are signs that maybe just need to make us sit down, think a bit, and just, you know, think about something. And then the other one that I may not need to miss out, it is the tension on the issue of LGBTQ. I'm sure you're seeing this tension internationally, when this part of the world say, no, us, we don't subscribe to this part of the world, you know, it gets heated up. So all these things are just signs on the international level, in terms of the tensions that are just reminding us of the coming of man. And then you said the relevance of the tensions in relation to prophecy.
Correct. Yes, Mpunis.
Yeah, and then the relevance of the tension in relation to biblical prophecy, it is that, you know, this is something that was prophesied. This is something that was spoken about. This is something that the Bible has spoken about. So I think for me, its relevancy, it is that it is fulfilling what the word said. It is fulfilling what was said. You know, Jesus said something. He says, you know, men may know how to interpret the signs in the sky, may know how to interpret this and this, but they may not know how to interpret the coming, or the signs of the coming of men. And for us, this, I think, we can relate it to that.
Yeah. All right. My final question then, Funis, and I'll let you go. How are mainstream media and news outlets approaching the coverage on the perceived signs of the end times?
That's a big one, huh? The mainstream, all right, with all due respect to all news outlets, huh? But I think for me, the approach it is that we are taking it as a norm. We are taking it just as, that's how it is. We are taking it, I mean the mainstream, when I mean we, that they're the ones, I mean the news outlets, their approach in covering what we term as the sun, and it is normal. When there's an earthquake, it is normal. When there is a tsunami and that killed a lot of people, it is normal. When there is a pandemic and it is taking a lot of lives, it is normal. So I think the mainstream outlets, they are not really approaching this as the end of time, but they are approaching this just as a normal thing. I was actually thinking to myself, if Jesus comes, and let's just imagine they're there, they would even want to televise and see who records or who covers the coming of the Son of God first than who. So I think that is the thing. We are focused on the number of the mainstream news outlets. They are so much focused just on the normal thing, to an extent that they are revealing to us the very signs of the end of times, yet they may not even really know that that is what it is.
Indeed. My goodness. And no offense taken. as far as news outlets are taken. The truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. Thank you very much for explaining all of that. Today we're talking about signs of the times. Before I let you go, Mfundis, please pray for us.
Shall we pray? Our gracious, kind, and loving Father who art in heaven, we want to thank you for your love and your grace and your faithfulness. This afternoon, we just want to dedicate everyone who may be listening to us and who will listen to us in the near future. We pray in Jesus' name that let everything that has been covered in this discussion be something that will prepare us for your coming. Truly, your coming is near. And you are truly at the door, but we pray in Jesus' name that you may open our door, that we may be able to see that which is an indicator to your soon coming. We pray in Jesus' name that you may help us to reach out to as many people as possible as we preach to them the second coming of the Son of Man. Help us to prepare the evacuation that you are preparing for us from this earth to the one that you are yet to prepare for us. For this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your time and your insights, Mfundisi. Your ministry is a blessing to us. Continue doing that. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.